It's Monday, September 24th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Ismail Alwan Salman al-Athawi, who is described as a senior leader in ISIS and having directly served Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, has been sentenced to death in Iraq, reports International Christian Concern. His case was reportedly the first time that Iraq was able to extradite a senior ISIS figure from inside Turkey. Christine Blasey Ford, a 51-year-old California professor at the center of a sexual assault allegation against U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, has agreed to testify to representatives of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday, reports the Associated Press. Ford's accusation has ricocheted through Washington, costing Kavanaugh public support and stalling his march to confirmation ahead of the hotly contested midterm elections. Democrats are seen holding an advantage, with Ford's defenders and critics trading accusations of political motivations. In a related story, Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, who claims that Kavanaugh inappropriately touched her at a drunken party while in high school, turns out to have ties to an abortion pill pharmaceutical company named Corcept Therapeutics, reports naturalnews.com. This discovery brings to light an obvious conflict of interest in Blasey's story, revealing that she works for a pharmaceutical company that manufactures an abortion pill drug whose profits could be negatively affected if Kavanaugh gets confirmed and then joins the majority and overturns Roe v. Wade in a 5-4 decision. Corcept Therapeutics manufactures and markets the abortion pill drug called mifepristone, and Christine Blasey Ford has co-authored at least 8 published scientific papers produced by the pharmaceutical giant to promote its deadly pills. 4 months after being told that he could not give his valedictory address because it referenced Christ, an Illinois teenager who graduated at the top of his class at West Prairie High School was finally able to deliver his speech, reports Fox News host Todd Starnes. But instead of delivering his graduation speech in his hometown, Sam Bleckledge shared his remarks at the Todd Starnes Fall Getaway at the Billy Graham Training Center in North Carolina. Listen to the key portion which prompted the government school to censor Blackledge.
Evil, justice, love, and forgiveness. As Ravi Zacharias would say, I want you to think for a moment. Is there any event in history where these four converged into one place? Where did evil, justice, love, and forgiveness converge at a moment in history? Can I take you to a hill called Calvary and show you the person of Jesus Christ? The cross of Christ shows us our own evil hearts, that we would put an innocent man up to die. Christ came to show us God's justice in dealing with the unfairness of the world. The cross demonstrates to us the very love of God, who died in our place, and how we find at the end of the day that without his forgiveness, we would never make it. Graduates, I hope your life is devoid of evil, full of justice, full of love, and full of forgiveness. I think our parents, however, could attest that trying to manage this on our own is more than difficult. The most important thing in your life is to find that intimacy with God. He will guide you, he will hold you, and he will take you through safely on your journey. As you search for goodness, justice, love, and forgiveness, know that only God is big enough to provide that for you. Thank you, class of 2018.
Several hundred guests gave Blackledge a standing ovation. But to prevent this from happening again, the Blackledges enlisted the help of First Liberty Institute, one of the nation's top law firms handling religious liberty cases. Lake City High School in Michigan has removed a video of community members praying for a coach's ill daughter after complaints from the knee-jerk atheist group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, reports Christian Headlines. In August, Christians gathered around the head football coach to pray for his daughter, Harper, who is in the hospital suffering from a severe intestinal infection. But since they prayed a prayer over the school's loudspeaker, the God-hating group claimed the plea to God was somehow unconstitutional. Listen to what atheist attorney Colin McNamara told WPBN Television.
First Amendment Establishment Clause forbids government actors from endorsing religion. They require to be neutral with respect to religion. They cannot endorse or promote it in any way.
But members of the community are now upset. Listen to Bruce DeBoer, owner of the Tasty Treat.
We pray for the young girl. We hope that she gets better soon, because for anybody to be ill like that is one thing, but for a little child, it goes a lot deeper.
Sadly, Michigan's Lake City High School took down the video. Psalm 14, verse 1 declares, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." And finally, a Virginia man who contracted a flesh-eating bacteria while fishing in North Carolina's Outer Banks last month was saved by an unlikely source. A neighbor who happened to be a U.S. Navy veteran, reports WKTR-TV. Norfolk resident John Waldbaum did not know what was happening when his hand suddenly started turning black.
First, I thought it was just sun poison or something.
In just one day, his entire arm became black. Waldbaum collapsed on the couch, prompting his wife Maria to rush to their next-door neighbor's house for help. Deborah Richard, a retired hospital corpsman for the U.S. Navy, said she knew something was gravely wrong as soon as she saw him. Waldbaum recalled his neighbor's reaction.
Deborah came running over, took one look, and said she was taking me to the emergency room now.
The hospital corpsman described what she saw.
He had a really bad infection in his arm. His coloring was gone. His arm was just so swollen and infected. He wasn't barely breathing. They told me that we had to check him in, and we didn't have time to check him in. So I looked at the lady and I said, we did not have time.
Doctors rushed him into emergency surgery and had to amputate his arm to save his life.
They said if I hadn't got to the hospital when I did, I would have had about a half hour left to live.
His wife burst into tears during the television interview.
She's an angel. I don't know what I'd do without my husband.
While the Waldbaums are still looking for ways to thank Deborah Richard, WKTR-TV gifted her a $300 reward for her life-saving actions. Deborah Richard lived by the biblical admonition found in Luke 6:31. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, September 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.